and over 1,000 employees of the Miami field office, we truly regret any additional pain that this has caused.
Cruz admits carrying out the attack, which killed 17 people. A dozen Russians now charged with trying to interfere in the 2016 presidential election.
Special counsel Robert Mueller has charged 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies for allegedly carrying out what they called information warfare against the United States, with the express goal of spreading distrust toward the candidates and the political system in general.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is the drum part. This is the drum part. And this is the Olympic theme that you always hear, but you do not know the words. They march in and light the torch and wave all the flags and then release the birds. Skiing, skating, hockey, and the bobsled. Steroid users, Russia's not allowed. Downhill slalom, flying off the ski jump. Men figure skaters, dressing up like girls. Someone's eating dog, there's lots of norovirus. Let's hope Kim Jong-un does not attack.
The Winter Olympics.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Cares. You know what? A lot of America doesn't care. The lowest rated Olympic winter. The lowest rated Winter Olympics ever.
Yeah, I've been watching some, but I've found myself not that interested. Some of the stuff's fun to watch, but a lot of it's just utterly. And the coverage, that's been my biggest, like, the coverage.
It's not just the coverage and some of the stupid stuff. People like Katie Kirk and others have said. Ramos, the guy that got sent home after he talked about Korea being occupied by Japan.
When they were utterly conquered.
Conquered, killing, and enslaving. Period. No nice way to describe it. That was what was going on.
Old school rape and pillage.
But it's the athletes that are involved, that are doing themselves a lot of damage. The gay skater, it's got nothing to do with being gay. It's you're disrespecting your country. And if you freaking idiots didn't notice, about half the country supports the president, whether you like him or not, for whatever bullshit reason you have allowed to be stuffed into your head that this guy somehow hates gay people and hates black people and hates brown people and all this other crap. That's why people are switching it off, because of you idiots. Stop politicizing every freaking thing. Now, the Super Bowl still had 103 million people, but that was not by any way, shape, or form, a record audience. We don't want, if we think there's a chance that we're going to have to listen to some a-hole from the left, we're not going to watch. And it's not only affecting sports events, but I think there's been a little bit too much preachy, and this is the way it should be in television, sitcoms, and dramas. Good Lord. The same people are always guilty. It's formula. You know, when Law and Order first debuted, it was a realistic show because it was ripped from the headlines. So if a black guy did a crime, he was the guy they prosecuted. He's the guy they get. And they showed the trial and yada, yada, yada. They even did the one that was a takeoff on Al Sharpton and told the true story about the behind-the-scenes manipulation and the threats that we're going to do X, Y, and Z if you don't come to this particular conclusion. And the detectives were having none of it. And but they told a story the way it happened. Now, that would never happen now. Law and Order would probably still be running if they hadn't turned it into a lecture on PC every effing episode. It was sick. I got so tired of looking at S. Epitha Merkerson and her sneering attitude about, you know, what's wrong with your thinking? Nobody needs that. It changes nothing. It's supposed to be entertainment. It's supposed to be escape. And they just don't seem to understand that. So NBC, keep it up, baby. You're doing a great job. I don't know what you paid. You'll probably make money on the Olympics. But you may be rebating some of your advertisers because you're underperforming in demographics you sold. Because we're tired of it. We're just freaking tired of it. Clint.
Hey, dude. How are you?
I'm all right. Got a lot of response to your last phone call.
Hey, I ain't never drove a crap car. What kind of car, crap car, you drove?
I already said, a Plymouth Fury station wagon.
Man, I had a 1970 Camaro SS.
Damn.
1974 Z28.
Good for you, man. Those are all the cars I would have had, but I didn't have that. 6 years after I got my license, I bought a brand new Trans Am. And then after that, I bought my first Vette, first of nine. And you know what?
You had a Vette.
Nine of them.
Man, why do you keep them?
Because you know what? I didn't really like them. I don't know why I kept buying them. I guess because I had a reputation to uphold and I wanted to look cool. And at one point, I finally said, you know what?
Yeah?
I don't feel safe in this car. I don't like driving between two tractor trailers on Interstate 95 in Miami. And so I just said no more.
You like Miami? I drove Miami three times. I hate Miami. You can't drive down there, dude. But hey, the reason I called.
Yeah.
Those killings in Florida.
Yeah.
Today they had the first funeral of a 14-year-old girl.
I know. We saw the coverage. It's heartbreaking.
Man, that could have been your daughter.
Tell me about
it. You know,
these things
could have been
when
my daughter
was still in school. I know.
You know, I got three daughters.
But the deal today is, I mean, and most of America can relate to the excruciating pain they're feeling. But here's the thing. What did we learn today? The FBI had a tip on this guy on January 5th, and it wasn't about gun control or anything else. They were told specifically, I'm afraid this guy is going to shoot up a school. There were 39 police calls to this kid's house.
Yes, sir.
And the FBI did nothing, and they apologized today. Well, guess what? It's too late for the 17 dead bodies. Who knows? I've been saying, it's politicized. It's paralyzed by its own stupid bureaucracy. And they need to get somebody who can go in and purge it, get rid of it, get them back on the page that they were originally created to do, which is to protect us and not chase phony Russian scandals and all this other garbage that they've been wasting time on.
Well, hey, Greg,
for it to be.
Slow down, dude. Slow down.
I got to go. Thanks for the call. We got to take a break. It's 5:09.
United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Watch out over in Prattville. They have an accident on Highway 31 at Powell Road, and one lane is blocked there. Also, here in town, on Taylor Road at I-85, there's an accident there. It's causing some problems in the northbound lanes of Taylor Road. Everything else looking fairly decent. Interstate systems are all clear. A little bit of stuff on the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway, but nothing real big. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A family-owned business in Pike Road closing its doors Saturday. The Butcher's Block Restaurant's Facebook page points to a possible issue with their lease, saying maybe Gordon Stone will come to his senses and a lease can be worked out. Stone says about a year ago, the restaurant changed from an annual lease to a monthly lease and recently said they would not renew. San Marcos will be opening in the same shopping center April 1st. Two people have been charged in a shooting that left two teens and an adult injured. Melvin Gilbert, age 17, and Antonio Stovall, age 19, both charged with one count of first-degree assault. They were taken into custody this week by U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force. And former State Representative Mickey Ray Hammond sentenced Thursday on mail mail fraud charges. Hammonds was sentenced to 3 months in the federal pen. He'll pay more than $50,000 in restitution. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's an update on your weekend forecast. Today, I'll be optimistic and say partial sunshine, very warm for February with a high in the upper 70s to around 80. That'll be close to record territory. Slight chance of some spotty showers today and tonight. Tonight's low 57. Tomorrow, high around 77. Partial sunshine mixed in with a lot of clouds. A few widely scattered showers possible tomorrow and tomorrow night. Then slightly cooler Sunday. Still 72 for a high. Risk of a shower. Our free weather app in the App Store has some great features, including interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, where you can turn on layers like check out where the lightning is, storm movement, future storm movement. Plus, very important as we get into the severe weather season, it has push notifications for weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
It's hard to believe AC by LuQuire is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at LuQuire and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off, plus 0% financing available with approved credit. Before you know it, summer will be here again. You'll want the reliability of a new carrier system to keep you cool all season long. Act fast because the party's over February 28th. Your new carrier system also comes with a one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty with required maintenance. Visit acbyluquire.com today for all LuQuire offers. AC by LuQuire is available 24 hours a day and never charges an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com, where quality is more than a promise. It's a guarantee. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going to give off, and some of them will be in their booth off and on all day, and a $50 gift certificate every hour will be given away.
Again, the date and time of the Eastbrook Flea Market's 24th anniversary sale.
February 24th from 9 until 6.
All right, Dot, what are your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, now located in Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road, right out there by Chappie's. And it's that time of year again. It's spring cleaning. Time to go through your drawers, see what you're tired of, see what you don't want anymore. Come trade it in for something new. Come walk away with a check, or let us remake it into something absolutely beautiful. Whatever it is, spring cleaning at Marguerite's. Let us refurbish your jewelry. Let us repair your jewelry. Let us trade it in. Let us give you a check. Whatever you care for, come visit us at our new shop on Peppertree, right by Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thanks to the Amazon Echo, you can do everything from ordering pizza to streaming music with a simple voice command.
Alexa, play something slow on the country music station.
Okay, here's what I have for extreme constipation. To help relieve constipation.
Unless you have a southern accent.
Small step stool while you are sitting on the toilet.
That's why we're introducing Amazon Echo for Southerners. It's packed with the same power and performance as our regular Echo, but built exclusively for Southerners.
Alexa, add biscuits to my grocery list.
Okay, adding flour, baking powder,
no,
sugar.
No, canned biscuits.
Why on earth would you do that? Did somebody steal all your mixing bowls?
Our new Southern Alexa is perfect for every member of the family, especially the little ones.
A cheetah is.
Tiger is.
A cheetah is.
Tiger is.
Alexa, which one is faster, a cheetah or a tiger?
That's not how you ask a question.
Please tell me which one is faster.
That's more like it. A cheetah can run up to 80 miles per hour, nearly twice as fast as a tiger.
Ha! Huh. Told you so.
Excuse me, young lady. Aren't you forgetting something?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Southern Alexa also provides accurate weather updates.
Alexa, what's the weather going to be like today?
Well, my left knee is acting up something awful, so we're probably due for a gully washer.
All right.
Southern Alexa, available in burlap and reclaimed barnwood. Monogramming sold separately.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. We have a traffic tip phoned in by a listener.
Yes, Atlanta Highway eastbound. Apparently the wreck originates just past Frazier going eastbound before we get to Bell Road. But it's backing up Atlanta Highway from Frazier all the way to County Down. So that's past Eastdale Mall. That's getting through all those little shopping centers there where the bypass meets up.
Then you got Boulevard traffic attempting to go eastbound.
Yes.
And so that's got to be backed up, gosh, by Jack Ingram, I would think.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for phoning that in, and the traffic dungeon will be on that shortly. We have an update in about 7 shopping minutes from now. I have a thought. I think it's time we did a little seminar on how to be a good talk show caller.
Ah.
Because we have quite a few people who have it mastered. Whose call, we see their name on the board, and we know they're going to have something to say. They're going to say it succinctly. They could be funny as well. We have some people we know are going to be, they're always, like Gaylord, for example.
Oh, yes. Well, and he picks his spots.
Oh, very carefully. That's part of it. Yes. Picking your spot is part of it. It's just that this week, remember, I don't need to name the guy. Was it yesterday I had that big blow-up?
Oh, yeah. Or maybe 2 days ago, actually.
Because one thing that I will not accept, call it maybe as passionate as you want, on whatever you want. But if I or Joey attempt to get in on the conversation after you've made a statement and you just keep babbling on, I'll give you one other chance to let us in. And if you're still babbling and you're not paying attention, then we're not having a conversation. And you're gone. That, first of all, we've had people call while somebody is on the air, and I'm sitting here, my eyes are glazing over, and it's like Alexa. Alexa Silver, Amazon, whatever. And we've had people call while somebody's on the air saying, shut them up. Try to be polite. Try to be polite. But I may put together like a short list of, here's the best way to do it.
Well, and the worst, and we could do this a little bit for an example. The worst thing is crosstalk. There's a little bit of crosstalk where you might jump in because you can't see the other person on the end of the phone line. Mm-hmm. But when it just, the talking continues, see, and we're not even doing a good job of showing, displaying crosstalk to people because you're waiting. We have a good rapport. You can tell when I'm about to end my sentence.
There
and
is.
Yeah. You know,
that guy yesterday, I just cut him off and I said, yeah.
Ah.
I said, go put a box in the
terrible.
Park. Stand on it and bleach your guts out. See if anybody stops to listen to you. You got something to say? This station's a nice vehicle to get your thoughts out there. But if you want to make a 5-minute speech uninterrupted, you can buy it for $80 a minute. Contact our sales department.
Radio works.
It does. Here's K-Rod.
I've got a couple of requests.
Okay.
First, we get rid of every politician that's been in office, in the same office for more than 20 years.
How about 12?
Okay, that'll work too. And second, I'd like to hear the things Emily says, the long words.
Well, we have 3 of them. We have 3 different Emily cuts. Some of her moments of brilliance occur in all of them. I'll play number two. That's the latest in the series.
All right.
All right, that's coming up. I got that pasted in and ready to go.
Thank you, sir.
So y'all did three before we did two?
That's what happened, yeah. And I don't have them labeled correctly. But since they're all about a minute long and they are... And I got to play something else that Rusty Aldridge came up with that's really great, right after Emily.
Crack don't smoke itself. Why did you make a fist? Why are you making fists? Y'all, I was... drunk off my face. It always makes anything 10 times better. I am freaking losing my mind. I really think that I'm about to have some kind of breakdown. I will give up whiskey for Lent. I like bourbon. Nice way to lead off, Jay. Your face is about to be real rosy when I punch it. Don't try to make me feel better with a cheeseburger. Yay! There's a reason that I'm still single. I dated a 21-year-old when I was 31, so last year, and that's just, it's too much. I mean, I think I'm pretty freaking awesome. I'm very, very independent, and I found that sometimes that doesn't work. I'm just going to be quiet now.
It's for the best.
And then Rusty produced this for the morning show.
Representative Alvin Holmes.
You're recognized as Mr. Holmes of Montgomery.
If the people on the WACV morning show were beers...
What's wrong with the beer we got?
Nothing. But if the people on the WACV morning show were beers, what kind of beers would they be? Greg Budell.
Budweiser.
Jay Scott.
What's the name of some of them other beers?
Miller.
Emily Hayes.
Causa.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
And Rich Thomas.
About the beer we have, it drank pretty good.
Stand by for a morning show that runs with the precision of a German-made car.
From Germany?
Here comes three men and a lady.
What's wrong with the beer we got?
How about that, huh?
Well put together. Classic moment from Alvin.
Rusty, he just...
Do you remember Alvin, though, when Governor Bentley's... scandal broke and people are talking about impeaching him immediately because of moral turpitude?
Wasn't that the one where he said if you want to marry a goat?
No. That was a whole other conversation. If man want to marry little mule, that's fine. And actually, I agree with Alvin if the mule can sign, but I doubt mules can do that. But Alvin gets up at the podium after the Bentley stuff breaks. And people want to impeach Bentley for, you know, having an affair, essentially. And Alvin is at the podium and says, "Now I can see some of you in the back. I know what you're doing. I know all the things you do. There's one guy back there who's nervous. So if y'all impeach Bentley, I'm going to rat y'all out." And it was a very, very funny moment. Because I didn't even see the tape, but you could hear it in the audio, how some people on the floor are laughing. Mm. I think some people were nervous.
Is Alvin going to say something? Hey, look, that whole thing is a cesspool of God knows what. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Tommy.
Tammy.
That's an A.
And I've got my glasses on. I guess I need to clean them a little bit. Tammy, how are you, Tammy?
I'm fine, sir. I just want to say, you know, being a Southern female, sometimes we're put in situations where our mothers tell us to say, "Isn't that just special? Aren't you special?" And goodbye. Whenever somebody says something ugly to you.
Yes.
And other than that, have a good weekend.
So are you suggesting I try that?
Well, no, you can say it in your head and just hang up on them.
Mm. repeat those for me one more time.
Isn't that special?
Uh-huh.
Aren't you special?
And I think...
And goodbye.
And goodbye, yeah.
And I think you're leaving one out.
What's that?
Could it be...
Satan? Oh, of course.
Could it be?
And the G is Griswold.
Hey,
okay.
Tammy, would you like to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
No, thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Well,
wasn't that special?
I gave up a lot of stuff for Lent, so.
Okay. Good stuff. Good work.
But you have a very special weekend.
You too,
Debbie.
You know, Emily, on Ash Wednesday for Lent, gave up drinking.
Mm.
And what happens the next day? She comes down with the next best thing to pneumonia.
Man.
I think she just totally made her immune system vulnerable.
Dionysus wasn't happy.
Donnie.
So, Greg, would you call somebody who had perfected the art of carry-on banter with a Hulk show toast a master debater?
I think that's a reasonable, sure.
Can I get some toast?
Of course.
Thanks, buddy.
Coming right up. Take care, man.
All around the country and coast to coast. People always say, what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
Very nice.
Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! I get up in the morning about 6 a.m. Have a little jelly, have a little jam. Take a piece of bread, put it in the slot. Push down the lever and the wires get hot. I get toast. Yeah, toast! Yeah, toast! Now, there's no secret to toasting perfection. There's a dial on the side and you make your selection. Push to the dark or the light and then, if it pops too soon, press down again. Make toast. Yeah, toast! When the first caveman drove in from the dregs, didn't know what would go with the bacon and the eggs. Must have been a genius, got it in his head. Plug the toaster in the wall, buy a bag of bread, make toast. Yeah, toast! Oui, monsieur, bonjour, coquette. Oh, croissant, vous avez? Maurice Chevalier, Eiffel Tower. Oh, oui, Marie Baguette, bonsoir. French toast! French toast!
Number one. Mom, press the crease in my chinos. Cause chinos, I like to look neat.
Now for a limited time only, the neatest guys of the 50s bring in their neatest million sellers of the 50s in a spectacular new album, Five Neat Guys Gold.
And on my seat, should we double date with Stan and Wendy? Or should we double date with Sid and Sue?
Yes, should we double date with Stan and Wendy? And on the same fabulous album,
I scream. We scream, we all scream for ice cream, hey, ice cream.
Yes, Five Neat Guys Gold, the neatest million sellers from the neatest guys with the neatest music from the neatest era. You'll hear, Mom press the crease in my chinos, don't mess with B-Pump, my dad's car, slow dance.
We all scream, it's slow dance or no dance for me.
Come on and
put some extra relish on my hot dog. It's Sunday and I really feel alive. Pimples and pock marks.
Five Neat Guys Gold, soon to be a collector's item. You'll want in your record library. Remember, I got a hickey.
I got a hickey on my shoulder.
It's Five Neat Guys Gold, new from K-Tel.
Didn't sleep a wink all night.
Record only $9.99. Tape or cassette $6.99.
I don't even know the context of that.
You got to see the video.
It's just so absurd.
John Candy, Joe Flaherty, Dave Thomas, they're all in it. And it's hilarious because I think it's Flaherty is kind of staggering around drunk in the spot. But it's the hokiness of it all. put some extra relish on my hot dog because it's Sunday and I really feel alive. Here's the extra relish on any wiener. It goes by the name of 84.
I don't know how to take that introduction there, Greg.
I don't know what I meant by it, so I understand. I appreciate your befuddlement.
I've got a request.
Yeah,
due to the situation that Amy is in.
Yes.
Do you still have the Sweet Brown Bronchitis remix?
I should. Hang on one second. Yes, I do.
Because she needs to know exactly what to do if something happens.
Okay.
When you got the bronchitis.
Got the bronchitis, we got Sweet Brown ready to go.
And then if you could just throw in one of your lame-ass stories before the end of the show, that would work, too.
Wasn't I going to tell one earlier and I forgot?
Yeah, but it was so lame, I forgot.
Well, I'll see what I can do. I'm looking at, I don't know if El Jalisco is going to be a possibility tonight. What were you saying? Coming right up, Sweet Brown. Good idea, 84.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
Let's go to Derek next. Derek, good afternoon.
What's up, guys? Hey, great show this week. I want to be a big shot. I still have not won that.
Well, the only way you can win is to try and win, and you're in. So congratulations.
Exactly.
Month and date of birth?
9/21.
Okay. And what did you want to say or request?
Well, I'm just concerned about the world, man.
That's why I come in here, every afternoon. Like, oh, my God, what next? Sometimes developments make me happy. On one hand, with everybody shrieking about guns, the FBI admitting today, at least having the balls to admit that they screwed up on this Parkland guy. On the other hand, look what's going on at the upper end of the Bureau. They're no better. They're worse. They're being used as political tools by an administration that's been out of power for over a year. And that makes me nuts, too.
Yeah, me too. But meanwhile, we have the Joey Clark Radio Hour to look forward to.
So. Indeed. We're going to ruffle some feathers tonight, probably.
All right. Let's do it.
Spot Low and Fifi are back.
So what you're saying is you're just enduring this show to get to his.
Absolutely not. I listen to you every day.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel better now.
I mean, come on. How many prizes have I won, Greg?
I appreciate
you, buddy. I just stated Seafood Bistro.
Hey, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, because of you this morning.
We're very happy about that, and I'm sure Paul...
You know what I forgot to do?
What?
I was telling Emily about the doctor's office because I know we missed her, but it's directly across from Mr. Sandman in Millbrook, and I forgot to mention that on the air.
Dr. Pasley?
No, Dr. Allen at Physical Express.
Oh.
I don't know where she went, but I hope she's back soon. I really miss her.
All right, she'll be back hopefully Monday, but I told her specifically, if you're not ready, you're not ready. Come back when you're ready.
Jay, tell Jay to wear his padding. He's going to be back.
Yeah, I know he misses her.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
love you guys.
Thanks for the call, Derek.
It makes me chuckle and creeps me out at the same time.
Who's this?
It's Meryl. Marilla.
Hi.
Hi. That was the funniest thing I ever heard, the toast.
Oh, you like that? You never heard that before?
I've never heard it before. Was that spontaneous? Is that Joey Clark?
Yeah, that's
me. I wish. No, that's not me.
That's Haywood Banks. But you see, what the show does is we find those kinds of amusements and we bring them to you. That's what our gift is.
And yeah, I do a comparable voice, but not as good as Mr. Banks.
Yeah, you can
and
do that.
He sounds like you, Joey. I thought it was
you.
And I thought that you just all of a sudden came out with it spontaneously and everybody was laughing and it was hysterical.
Unfortunately, those moments are few and far between.
Well, I enjoyed it immensely and I appreciate y'all very much. I listen to all your shows as often as I can, but I work.
a lot. So it's difficult.
We appreciate people who work, but we appreciate those who give us their time when they're not working, and we thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening and weekend.
You too.
Cool lady.
Yes, very much so.
It is 5:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Sounds like I'm saying something else, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For almost a decade now, this show has been sponsored by Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Have you become a Clark's Club member yet?
No.
No excuse for that. See, everybody complains when they're confronted with your system melted down, you've got to replace the unit. So they know you're talking $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. The way to prevent that, because they should last 20, even 30 years if they get regular service and maintenance. The best way to provide that is to join the Clark's Club and get the best HVAC technicians on the planet to your house twice a year for a tune-up and preparing it for the seasonal weather ahead. Now, if you join Clark's Club now, they'll come out and get you ready for the hot weather, which will be here. I mean, look at this week. We're in February. We were hitting 80 degrees. So I know I had the AC on at our place, but before you have to use it day after day after day, you should have them out to look at it, make sure your coolant is good so you don't come home after a long day, open the door, and find, you know, get hit in the face with humidity and heat that's worse than it is outside. Clark's is always on call for its members, too. So if something happens, you got a heating or AC issue, you call them at 277-2125, and they're on the way. Seen their trucks out there at all times of the day and night because I'm out at all times of the day and night. They also have an excellent team of plumbers. Everybody that works for Clark's is best at what they do. They're thoroughly background checked and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never any doubt about who's in your home. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, you better call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. We got to do traffic and weather here. William, Robert, just be patient.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, getting word of another accident over in Prattville. This one, the intersection of Main and Memorial, the northbound lane in the turning lane, so be very careful there. Over on Atlanta Highway, things are still kind of rough over there. From Taylor Road all the way back past the Eastern Boulevard and pushing on down, pretty good there past Eastern Boulevard. It is affecting the on and off ramps there, an accident in the vicinity of Bell Road. And the rest of the bypass looks pretty decent. There is a little bit of a crowd around I-85. Again, the on and off ramps affected there and around Carmichael Road. Other than that, the 31s are looking pretty good, and we don't see anything on the rest of the boulevard. 65 and 85 are speed limit ride. You can get a new 2018 Toyota Camry with the new body style starting at just $345 per month. No money down, sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, the better way to buy. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In theaters, the superhero movie Black Panther. African American audiences haven't trusted sci-fi adventures ever since Michael J. Fox went back in time and invented Chuck Berry's music. Black Panther, now open. Now play Early Man. It's about a group of cavemen. You'll enjoy their primitive behavior as they flip through the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Early Man, in theaters.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's an update on your weekend forecast. Today, I'll be optimistic and say partial sunshine, very warm for February with a high in the upper 70s to around 80. That'll be close to record territory. Slight chance of some spotty showers today and tonight. Tonight's low 57. Tomorrow, high around 77. Partial sunshine mixed in with a lot of clouds. A few widely scattered showers possible tomorrow and tomorrow night. Then slightly cooler Sunday. Still 72 for a high. Risk of a shower. Our free weather app in the App Store has some great features amenities, including interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, where you could turn on layers like check out where the lightning is, storm movement, future storm movement. Plus, very important as we get into the severe weather season, it has push notifications for weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, the application process couldn't be any easier than it is right here at Alabama Home Mortgage. We don't keep banker's hours here. At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can complete your application 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No appointment necessary. On the go? No problem. We know you're busy. You can start the mortgage process right from the palm of your hand. Apply on your time, not ours, by visiting our Facebook page or website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Click on the Blink link to get started today. After all, there's no place like home to apply for a loan. If you are ready to apply for a home loan, wait no longer. Apply today at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Or give me, Kim Williams, and my team a call at 567-4223 to get your Alabama home mortgage today. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Number 5.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus, fire, fire. Oh, Lord Jesus, Jesus, fire, fire, fire. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. I am for my life.
Was barbecue
option.
Then I ran out, I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. And then the smoke got me, I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Started in a woman's home. She was treated for smoke inhalation at a local hospital.
I got bronchitis.
There were no other reports of injury.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, this is fire. Oh Lord Jesus, this is fire. Oh Lord Jesus, this is fire.
Ain't
nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's gonna happen when you got the bronchitis.
Lazelle Bonton Relay.
We hope Emily's feeling better and that she's out and about soon and she'll run into Mr. Magic.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Here's William B.
Hey, what's going on?
I know it's
too late to get a request in today,
no,
but I was
no,
wondering
it's
if
not.
You could...
It is not. What do you want to hear?
I don't know if you've ever done it or not. It's a song by Paul Thorne called It's a Great Day for Me to Whoop Somebody's Ass.
Yeah, you're right. We're out of time for requests today.
Actually, check it out, baby.
I've heard that. Somebody sent that to me. And yeah, it was okay. I just, you know. And there are, believe me, there are days when that's exactly how I feel.
Oh, yeah. All right. I just wondered if you could do that. Probably not, huh?
What else do you like that we have, that you know that we have?
Cats in the Kettle.
Great. Awesome. Emily will hate you for that, but that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right, thanks for the call.
All right, man, thanks.
All righty. Cats in the Kettle at the Peking Moon. I know they have that on a hotkey, right? Yes, because the brilliant producer that preceded you by many years labeled it the cat food song. Jeez.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain. But that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork. He's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed you cat and you'll never know. Once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough. Shaolin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid in a Tums or two when I swear I heard it mew, boy. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon. I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
News Talk 93.1 FM, OBGYN lady?
Yes.
I think we can squeeze that in. Maybe I'll throw that out at the end of the hour, and we'll go right up to the Joey Clark Radio Hour thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a snapping show, man. Just quick step.
How now, brown cow, the quick jump. No, I always screw that up.
Well, it's been a while since you've done it.
How now, brown cow, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy white dog. Greg Goodell for Rich Thomas on the School of Broadcasting this morning. I don't want to get all serious, but I would like your opinion on something after you see who that is and what it is they want. I just came across an article.
Okay, what's your name?
Some of you are old enough to remember a horrific shooting in San Diego, I think it was, or it might have been L.A., somewhere out there, at a McDonald's where, I don't know, maybe a couple of dozen people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, McDonald's, I don't think they ever reopened that store, and they bulldozed it and set up at another location. In Fort Lauderdale, in the early 80s, it was a robbery, but two Wendy's employees were murdered by somebody who broke in. And Wendy's closed that place because of what happened there. And I was just reading an article that it's likely that, well, there's a call to tear down, to demolish the building in Parkland where this horrendous shooting took place. And, you know, I think it's a point. There have been a lot of parents and students who have said they can't go back into that building because of what they saw, and you got to understand, you can't really, you can try, but you can't really understand what it was they saw and how that felt to them. But that's also a very expensive decision, too, because that building is new. I mentioned when this whole thing happened, I had been to that school. That building was erected within the last 10 years, held 900 students. So they'd have to have an interim place. Officials said it would be a while before they could do anything to it because it's still a crime scene and there are likely going to be legal actions, so it's going to have to stay in place as a rather sizable crime scene for goodness knows how long. But that's one of those things I hadn't really thought about. But generally, when something that awful happens somewhere, what do they do with Columbine? Did they eventually tear that school down?
I don't know.
Patty, you're going to be our last call.
Okay. Am I on there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, well, I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy your show. And I'm from Mexico, but I'm a U.S. citizen.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Patty, our connection is terrible. Stand still.
Cause... Oh, no. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, don't move and say what you were going to say.
Oh, okay. Well, I enjoyed your show so much. And I'm a U.S. citizen, although I was born in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I married an American. And I was going to tell you, when you were talking about a lady who had been erasing her paycheck because of Trump's tax cut policies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just waiting to see my paycheck, and I saw it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so surprised that I got $70 per every 2 weeks paycheck, and my husband's getting $50. So in between us, we're getting $240 extra.
Isn't that great?
Monthly.
And that's money that you can use for any number of different things.
Well, it pays a car, I guess.
Sure. You go to Jack Ingram. You can find a nice car for under $200.
I've been listening to you, and I've been browsing because I think it's pretty reputable, and I just don't want to go and get a lemon and have to kick myself for not buying.
You'll never get a lemon at Jack Ingram. I can promise you that.
Exactly. Anyways, I've been living in the States for the last 24 years. Mm-hmm. And if somebody would have told me when I was in Mexico, a teenager, that I would have been in the States, especially in Alabama, I would have never believed it. Because I love this place.
Ain't it great? And you know what? You are, when we talk about immigration, you're the kind of person we cherish. Because you appreciate what this country is. You did it the right way. And... Well, I don't have time now, but I could go on one of my long, ponderous stories about a young lady named Sue Carrillo from Chicago who came to Chicago from Mexico.
Yeah?
Oh, not Joey. Now I got Joey's attention. But I'm out of time for tonight, but I want to tell you I appreciate your call.
Okay, well, thank you. God bless, and you have an excellent weekend.
Call again, and congratulations on that extra money you're seeing in your paycheck. And, of course, there are people out there that think... You're from Mexico and you like President Trump? What's wrong with you? You know, what people don't realize is that Mexicans, people of Hispanic, African Americans, white people, everybody has been a crime victim of people who got into this country illegally. MS-13 is not very discriminatory.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still a little trouble spot over on Atlanta Highway. That'll be from Bell Road back past the Boulevard. The Boulevard itself looking pretty decent, not seeing too much stack up there. On Atlanta Highway down into the downtown area, which is Madison, not Atlanta Highway. Thank you very much. A little bit of congestion down in that area. Both interstate systems are a speed limit ride. Reinhardt Toyota understands your time is limited. That's why they're open on Sunday afternoon after church. Reinhardt Toyota, helping you get the car you deserve. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the Tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASC Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASC Credit Union. It turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASC is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
One drive in a Subaru and you want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that'll make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
Montgomery Subaru.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless skinless chicken breasts. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry here, and we are now located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road, out by Chappie's. We're open 7 days a week, and we're there to service you any which way we can do it. We make it, we really make it, and we'll repair it for you. Let us fix up your jewelry, let us retune it, like let us make it bright, like brand new. If you're tired of it, let us remake it into something new. If you're really tired of us, trade it in, get something new, or just sell it and walk away with a check. Come visit us at Marguerite's and Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
All right. We're going to forego our usual close because we have one last request to get in for the OBGYN. Blah, blah, blah. Something up in there, as some people call it. And then the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Number three.
Yeah, number three. That was a number two.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance